Once again, good morning, I should say. I'm not feeling the greatest today. I'm a little bit under the weather, so I'm going to do the best I can. We do have children's ministry if they want to go. If they don't, that's okay too. They're more than welcome to sit in the room. They're going. Okay. I always want to thank God for every time there's little children in the church. They're the future of the church. The kids are the future of the church. I don't want to trip over this pencil. That would be really bad. We need to have a mixture of people in the church, amen? We need to have our younger people, our older people, and our middle-aged people. We need to have newborn babies. Why? Because that's what makes up the church. The church is the people. It's not the building, right? You can have church at Don's Pizza. You can have church in the middle of Iraq. I've seen it happen there. You can have church in your living room. The church is the people. And, you know, as I've done all my papers, I wrote a paper on the church, the body of Christ. And he is the head of the church, and we are the body, and he leads, guides, and directs our path. And he gives us wisdom. And today, I want to be talking about spiritual wisdom. There's two types of wisdom. There's spiritual wisdom, and there's earthly wisdom. And I want to go based off of James chapter 1, verse 5. So if everybody will turn to James chapter 1, verse 5, and I'm going to go to the Lord in prayer. And please bear with me as I do the very best I can up here today. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you so much for this day. God, we thank you so much for this time that we get to open up your word and just read it and talk about it a little bit. Talk about wisdom, spiritual wisdom, and where it comes from. God, you are in control of all things, and we want to put our hope and our trust and our faith in Jesus and be led by the Holy Spirit, being in step with the Spirit every step of the way. God, thank you so much for this time that we have in freedom to come together and worship you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Alrighty, Charles Spurgeon once said, "Wisdom is the right use of knowledge. To know is to not be wise. Many men know a great deal and are of greater fools for it. There is no fool so great a fool as a knowing fool. But to know how to use knowledge is to have wisdom." James chapter 1, verse 5 says, "If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him." But in verse 6 it says, "But let him ask in faith with no doubting, for the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind." John MacArthur said this about James in his commentary. James's Jewish audience recognized this as an understanding and practical skill that was necessary to live a lifestyle of God's glory, the wisdom. It was not a philosophical speculation, but the wisdom contained in pure and peaceable absolutes of God's will revealed in his word. Our wisdom comes from the Bible and God himself. So the Greek word for spiritual wisdom is sophia. We ask God for wisdom for whatever trial we might be facing. And as a church body, we need to ask God for wisdom as we move forward. Ask God for wisdom in the trials that arise with the church. That sophia wisdom, that spiritual wisdom is what we want to be seeking after. So many people rely on their own knowledge and their own wisdom to get through things. And the Bible talks a great deal about wisdom, and the people that want to run their life as they on their own without going to God, well, we see how that works. Jonah had wisdom from the Lord that he was supposed to go and reach a certain group of people, and yet he had knowledge of God, and he knew the knowledge of what God wanted him to do, but yet he disobeyed, and he ran the other way. And he went on a ship to run away from Nineveh. And we know the story. There was a big, violent storm, and he said to toss him overboard, and he ended up in the belly of a fish for 3 days. When we take wisdom on our own and don't use that Sophia wisdom, it doesn't end well for us. It doesn't end well for us. And we need to be asking God for this spiritual wisdom. So my first point is asking for wisdom. And again, that was based out of James 1, 5 through 6. Do you know we are commanded to ask for wisdom, constantly making it part of our prayer life? Everybody turn to Proverbs chapter 3. Verses 5 through 7, and also write down the following passages. I'll wait just a minute. So we're going to turn to Proverbs 3, 5 through 7, but also write down Job 28, 12, and also verses 23 and 28, and also 1 Thessalonians 5, 17. So we are commanded to ask for the spiritual wisdom, the Sophia wisdom. So Proverbs 3, 5 through 7. This is the Sophia wisdom. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. Okay, I'm going to stop right there. Does it say trust in your own self? Rely on yourself? Rely on your own understanding, that earthly wisdom? No. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. Okay? There are so many people who rely on their own wisdom, who think they are smarter than God. Okay? They blaspheme against God constantly. These really smart people who think they're smarter than God. And I will not name any names today, but we know that they exist. And they lean in on their own understanding. They look to themselves for their wisdom. But wisdom comes from the Lord. Turn to Job 28, 12. Job had a really good understanding, a really awesome understanding of where wisdom comes from. And if you all know about Job, he went through some stuff. Wisdom. Starting in verse 12, he asked this question, "But where shall wisdom be found? And where is the place of understanding?" Job asked this question. Where can wisdom be found? And where is the place of understanding? Now, jump down to verse 23 to 28. Watch, he answers this question. God understands the way to it, and He knows its place. For He looks to the ends of the earth and sees everything under the heavens. When He gave the wind its weight and apportioned the waters by measure, and when He made a decree for the rain and a way of the lightning of thunder, then He saw and declared it, and He established it and stretched it out. And He said to man, "Behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to turn away from its evil understanding." So ask yourself, where does wisdom come from? And go remember that Job said, wisdom comes from the Lord. Proverbs 3, 5, right? Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean on your own understanding. That's Sophia wisdom. That spiritual wisdom that we need to have. All right? It is a command. It needs to be a part of our daily prayer life. We need to constantly be praying for wisdom. I don't know about you, but I, as a leader, I constantly pray for that Sophia wisdom, that I can lead and guide and direct the church in the way that Jesus wants me to lead his bride. Okay? The church is the bride of Christ. Brother Mike, I had an epiphany. I had something that I was reading. And this, I think, you know, you gather wisdom as you read God's word. You get more and more Sophia wisdom, that spiritual wisdom, as you study God's word. And you know that verse, that passage that talks about how we're supposed to treat our wives, right? As Christ loved the church. Husbands are supposed to love their wives as Christ loved the church and give their life for the church. And we are to present our wives blameless and pure before Christ. Pastors are also, who are taking care of the bride of Christ, are to present the church to Jesus blameless and pure. That hit me like a ton of bricks. I cried over that one. So oftentimes, pastors mislead and misguide their church into things that they shouldn't be doing. Y'all remember the Kool-Aid, don't you? The pastor that got everybody to drink the Kool-Aid and they all died from poisoning, right? That's not presenting the bride of Christ blameless and pure. That is the earthly wisdom. That was really stupidity, right? They didn't have that Sophia wisdom. Sophia wisdom, all right? As you read and study God's word, you'll get more of this Sophia wisdom. And that you should be making a prayer life. First Thessalonians 5:17 says this. Pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. That's it. 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Pray without ceasing. You should constantly be praying for the Sophia wisdom. You never, ever want to stop praying for wisdom. We should make it a part of our daily prayer life. Okay. Go to James chapter 3. Do you know that we can become so conceited, so puffed up, we can become so arrogant with wisdom that we can become envious and self-seeking and full of strife? My sub-point B is, do not be bitter or envious, self-seeking or self or full of strife. James 3, 13 through 17 says, who is wise and understanding among you? By his good conduct, let him show his works in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast and be false to the truth. This is not the wisdom that comes from above. That is not the Sophia wisdom that comes from above, but it's the earthly, unspiritual, demonic. For the jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there will be disorder in every vile practice. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, impartial and sincere. Okay? So do not be bitter, envious, self-seeking, or full of strife. Notice, that's that earthly wisdom. There's two types of wisdom there. There's earthly wisdom, and then there's wisdom from above, the Sophia wisdom that comes from above. This kind of wisdom is, again, not Sophia wisdom, but rather earthly wisdom. And when we take it from a spiritual wisdom to earthly wisdom, relying on self rather than God, it can cause chaos. When we take the wisdom and our knowledge and we rely on ourself, when we start to lean in on our own understanding rather than God's understanding, it causes chaos. It causes strife. And oh, by the way, I'm guilty of that sometimes. Sometimes I lose the focus of my Sophia wisdom. Sometimes I lose focus on God's word. And when I do that, I become frustrated. And then I say something I shouldn't be saying. And as a spiritual leader, I have to constantly be looking in the mirror and asking myself, what kind of wisdom am I displaying today? What kind of wisdom am I displaying today? And I hope that is Sophia wisdom. Because I never want to cause chaos in the body of Christ. I never want to be causing division between elders. I never want to be misguiding the sheep into earthly wisdom. James's Jewish audience understood wisdom, according to John MacArthur. This Sophia wisdom, it's a wonderful, wonderful thing to have. Solomon asked for it, and he got it. I won't read the story, but write down this passage, Matthew 7:24. And read that little passage. Look at the story of the foolish man. All right, this is my second point. Look at the story of the foolish man and the wise man building the houses. One had earthly wisdom and one had Sophia wisdom. The spiritual man built his house upon the rock. And when the winds came, the storms came, what happened? The house stood, right? The earthly man built his house upon the sand. And when the winds came and the storm came, what happened to the house? It fell. We use that story in biblical counseling to help people, to encourage them to build their house upon the rock. To rely on God and His wisdom. To trust in the Lord with all their heart and lean in not on their own understanding, right? And when the trials come in life, when they're standing upon the rock and they have that Sophia wisdom, when the trials and it's rocking to and fro, they stand still. They stand. But when you rely on God's, or when you rely on yourself, like the foolish man, your house will fall. We are to be like Solomon and asking for wisdom. Write this passage down. I will not read it. 1 Kings chapter 3. This is where Solomon asked for wisdom from God. And Solomon is known as the wisest man to ever live. And at first he had Sophia wisdom. At first, he had that wisdom that relied on God. And the very after he gets his wisdom, there are two ladies that come to him, and he gets put to the test on how to use his wisdom about a baby, right? One lost a baby, and the other one's had her live baby, but the other one lost the baby. So they were fighting over the live child, and eventually, King Solomon, with all his Sophia wisdom, said, well, we'll cut the baby in half. I'll find out who the real mother is by doing this. They didn't cut the baby in half, and he found out who the real mother was. Okay? God gives us this Sophia wisdom. But then, we know that King Solomon lost his Sophia wisdom and started relying on his own earthly wisdom. Because he married a bunch of ladies. Men, I don't know about you, but one is enough. He had 700 wives. He lost his way. He started relying on his own understanding. But we see the wisdom that he had from God at first. So which person do you want to be like? And you're Sophia, do you want to have Sophia wisdom or do you want to have earthly wisdom? Do you want to build your house upon the rock, or do you want to build your house upon the sand? And so many people build their house upon the sand, and when that trial of life comes, they're not strong enough to sustain that trial. But do you know the beauty of church is that we come around the people who are experiencing that trial in life, and those who are more spiritual, Galatians 6:1-2, right? Those who are more spiritual come alongside those who are in that trial, and we surround them. And we give them some of our Sophia wisdom that God gave us. And we start to pray for them. And we lead them in prayer. We teach them how to have a Sophia prayer life. That is the point of church. We learn about Christ. We are the body of Christ. And we surround each other with love. The love of Christ. Why? Because we're all part of the bride of Christ. And we all want to be blameless and pure before Christ. Be the person that builds your house upon the rock. My third point. This is going to be a very short message today. Jesus grew in wisdom and stature, and people were amazed. When he was 12 years old, he was teaching in the temple. This is Sophia wisdom, or godly wisdom, right? And Jesus was teaching elders in the synagogue. And this is the point where his parents lost him for a couple days. They had made the journey, and they looked and said, "Where's Jesus?" And they left him at the temple. He grew in that Sophia wisdom. And he taught his disciples how to pray. And he taught them what to ask for in prayer. That Sophia wisdom. He taught them how to have a healthy prayer life. And he showed them what happens when, when you look at the story of the apostles and Jesus, when they went and he asked them to pray with him in the Garden of Gethsemane, I think their house was built on the sand a little bit. Because when the trials was coming, Jesus was getting ready to go to the cross. The very night he was betrayed, he asked his two closest apostles to pray with him. Stay awake and pray. And what did they do? They fell asleep. I think their house was built upon the sand at that time. They weren't built on the rock. And Jesus came and asked them, "What are you doing? Can't you stay awake? Can't you just stand guard and pray?" This is the Sophia wisdom of Jesus right here. And then he goes away again and he prays some more. Asking that the Father would take that cup from him, but not his will, but God's will be done. There's Sophia wisdom. Not my will, but your will. Not my understanding, but your understanding. Not my way, but your way, Father. Pray that in your prayer life. And then he came back and he said, "Okay, let's go. The time has come. My enemies are upon me." Right? But he was showing them the Sophia wisdom there. When we put our faith in Christ, we will be made new. We put off the earthly wisdom and put on godly wisdom. We put off the earthly wisdom. When we come to Christ, we should put off our old ways. In all your ways, acknowledge him, right? And he will make your path straight. When we stop acknowledging God and start relying on ourselves, and we lose the sight of the Sophia wisdom, that spiritual wisdom, when we lose sight of that, and it can even happen as a believer. As a believer, we can still go back to our earthly wisdom. We can ask that God would reveal that to us through the Holy Spirit, and we can repent of that earthly wisdom. And we can go back to relying on God's wisdom in a heartbeat. Ezekiel 36, was it 26 and 27? He takes out that heart of stone and gives us a heart of flesh, right? That's that transformation. So in your when you come to Christ, when you accept Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, transformation should be happening. And it's a lifelong process. How many of you are perfect? That's what I thought. Me neither. Right? When will we become perfect? When we, those who are in Christ, those who have accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior, when they die, they'll be glorified. But while we're on this earth, we're working out our sanctification, the process of becoming more Christ-like. So each and every single day, the more we pray for Sophia wisdom, the more we will become more like Christ. But when we stop asking for that Sophia wisdom, and we start relying on our own wisdom, chaos ensues. Chaos ensues. So, let us be like Christ and grow in wisdom and stature each and every single day. So, the new board that is coming in to run the church, would you pray for them to have the godly wisdom, that Sophia wisdom, and that the elders would also be able to have that Sophia wisdom to lead? When we lose sight as a church and as leaders of the church of the wisdom that comes from above, and we start to look at our own wants in the church, I want this, I want that, and we don't get what we want, that causes chaos. That's that self-focused inward stuff. We have to pray that away. We have to put that off and pray for the Sophia wisdom. As I was thinking about this, and as I was meditating on Proverbs 3, 5, and 3, 7, and James 1, and James chapter 3, and I looked at Job, and he answered, where does the wisdom come from? It comes from the Lord. As I was meditating on that this week, I started to find myself thinking, what kind of wisdom am I relying on right now? You see, I only have one more week with you all. Next week is my last week here as your pastor. And I'm asking myself the question of, where do I go now? What's next? And I believe that I've been called to a period of rest. I had an interview with another church. I made it to the top 2 out of 20. And they decided not to hire me for a full-time position. My wife will tell you that I'm struggling with at home, emotionally and spiritually. And I have to remind myself, what kind of wisdom am I relying on? Sophia wisdom or my earthly wisdom? And when I rely on my earthly wisdom, chaos ensues. My emotions get out of whack. My anger starts to rise. And I had to remember to rely on the Sophia wisdom. And that God is in control of every step, every action. One of the things I'm struggling with also is, just to share with you all, is as I seek for wisdom, you know, and I pray about where God wants me to go next. But by the way, we have a new church that we're going to be going to. The pastor of this church is 70 years old, and he's been in ministry a long time. It's an Alliance Church in Beaver Creek, and it's about 25 minutes from our house. I called him up, and I said, you know, I won't give his name, but Pastor so-and-so, I said, this is what's happening. I've resigned from the church. And he said, well, Brother Aaron, I've got a bunch of wisdom that I want to give away before I die. So he's going to give me all of the things that he knows, and he's going to teach me what he knows. He's going to come alongside me. And he has that Sophia wisdom that he wants to help guide, right? And I believe that sometimes what happened here at CMA is I would lose sight of the Sophia wisdom and I would become greatly frustrated with the church. When I would want things to go a certain way and it didn't go a certain way, I became very frustrated. I wanted to see this church thriving and growing. Instead, we were losing numbers and money was going down. And the more that happened, the more I started to rely on my own wisdom, my earthly wisdom. And things would be said to me that would make me even more frustrated. So I would say something to somebody, probably the wrong person. And when you rely on your earthly wisdom, chaos ensues, right? Sometimes you can lose the trust of somebody that's really close to you because you relied on your own earthly wisdom. And when that trust is broken, you may never get it back. So rely on Sophia wisdom. Pray for Sophia wisdom. The elders, pray for Sophia wisdom together. Meet together. Pray often together for that Sophia wisdom. The new board, pray over the new board that they have that Sophia wisdom. And by the way, me stepping down as a pastor and the church going back to an elder-led church is going to help the church financially in the long run. And folks, there's nothing more than I want to see this church 4 years from now thriving. Baptizing people. Having salvations here. Teaching that Jesus is our Savior, sanctified healer, and coming King. That it would be so full of the gospel, the wisdom from above, that people could just feel it walking in the door. Folks, I love this church with all my heart. I have put my heart and soul into this place to try to help turn it around. For over 2 years, I learned some things about leadership that needed to happen. I needed to learn. And the only way you get experience is by somebody giving you experience. Folks, you guys gave me one of the greatest gifts that anybody could have. You gave me a chance. You gave me a chance to be a pastor. The calling on my life. And believe me, right now I want to run away from that calling. I want to rely on my own earthly wisdom. I kind of feel like going to a deserted island where there's nobody, except for my wife and kids. But that's not what God is calling me to do. I'm going into a period of rest and renewal and strengthening and encouraging and gaining more Sophia wisdom. So that when the next church calls, I'll be even more ready to pick up the sword and continue on. I'm not putting my sword down. Sophia wisdom causes growth. Earthly wisdom causes chaos. Remember, I'll close with this passage. I'll read it again. And then today we have communion. Remember this. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean in your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord, and turn away from evil. Notice what it says in verse 8. It will be healing to your flesh and refreshment to your bones when you remember this. It will be healing to your flesh and refreshment to your bones when you trust in the Lord with all your heart. Folks, let's go to the Lord in prayer and ask for Sophia wisdom. And today, we're doing communion, but because I'm not feeling well, I don't even want to come near the elements. But what I'm going to do is have the elders come forward, all three of you. If you guys would just take the elements, I will read the passage, and then I'll pray over the elements after everybody. So everybody, we want everybody to walk forward to receive communion. If you're not able to come forward to walk, that's okay. We can bring it to you. But I think I'll just stay up here, and you guys handle the elements, please, elders. And that way I'm not touching any of the elements today. Let me pray, and then I'll even go into communion a little bit. Father God, we just thank you so much for this day. And God, we pray right now for Sophia wisdom, that wisdom that comes from above. And God, as we get ready to remember what Jesus did on the cross, as we look at the bread and the juice, and the bread representing the body being broken of Christ, and the juice being his blood shed for us so that we can be washed as white as snow, as we remember those things. Father, I pray that it's not just checking the box, but it's an actual part of our worship today, that we can worship in this ceremony, this remembrance. Jesus, you showed us how to have Sophia wisdom. You showed us how to live a sanctified life. You showed us how to pray. You came and you died on the cross to save us from our sins so that we can be renewed in the likeness of you, so that we can be called sons and daughters of God. We can become adopted children by faith in you and repentance of sin. So Jesus, as we come before these elements, we don't want to make a mockery out of it, but help us to remember what you did. Holy Spirit, would you just give us the wisdom to move forward as a church? In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right, guys.